Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And as you know, I voted for Trump twice, and I think most Americans did, in fact. The election was, in my view, stolen from Trump in 2020. And America would be in a much better place right now if Trump were in the Oval Office running things instead of the person that is there right now. So joining me today from Team Trump, because I put out the invitation, we want to ask some questions of what I'm calling Team Trump, is Trump's spokesperson, a spokeswoman, Liz Harrington, joins us for the next few minutes to talk about Trump's vision for America. And thank you so much, Liz, for joining me today. It's an honor to have you on.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you on. And let me just give out the website here for the campaign as well. It's DonaldJTrump.com. And I see people can contribute there and they can shop there. And he's got a great quote there. We'll start with, "They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just standing in the way." Completely agree. And they sure are after Trump right now. There's a lot of buzz that he may be indicted on some bogus charges. We all expect that. What's the campaign's position on Trump's legal issues and how that might affect his campaigning for president?
Well, Mike, every time they try to do this election interference, it really seems to backfire on them, and he'll probably go up even higher in the polls. But the real concerning thing is what's going to be left of our country. I mean, this is so out of control. The prosecutorial misconduct that we're learning about with this corrupt special prosecutor, Jack Smith, that you had a prosecutor, and most recently the reports are, you know, basically offering a bribe, dangling a judgeship to one of our witnesses' lawyers to try to get them to potentially turn on President Trump. Of course, there's nothing to turn against on President Trump because he did nothing wrong. Right. And we've seen this. This is now year 7 since he came down the escalator, and we've had the intel agencies, the Obama administration, now you have the lawless Biden regime framing President Trump, trying to entrap him, drum up fake charges. You have them coordinating with the district attorney in New York, already an unprecedented indictment that doesn't even list a crime, by the way, because there is none in New York City.
Right.
And now you have, you know, all these rumors. We don't know what's going to happen. But it's a very, very scary time for our country. Not because of President Trump. Look, he's handled the attacks, the smears, the lies. I mean, he can withstand anything. He's an incredible person, an incredible leader. But what will this mean for our country when we go after not just former presidents, American presidents, but the number one leader in all the polls, not just the Republican primary, but the general election?
Right.
They're trying to take him out and take away the choice of the American people.
Yeah.
So that's the number one concern, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, talk about election interference. I mean, look at what the Biden regime is doing. It's outrageous. But the American people see, at least many do, the weaponization of the DOJ, the weaponization of the FBI, and so on, selective prosecution. And yet, how they turn a blind eye to everything that the Biden family has been involved with, even from the cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop, to now very serious allegations of bribery of the Biden crime family, I call them, from Ukraine and probably China and other places around the world. And it's clear that the Bidens would never pass a legitimate background check because of all the blackmail material that's available on them through Hunter Biden's laptop.
Right.
So, and those are my, you know, my statements and my opinions, not yours or Trump's campaign, obviously, but I'm sure Trump is fully aware of all this. The question is, let's just take it to the extreme. Could Trump still run for president if he were jailed? You know, illegitimately, obviously. But I mean, I actually think he could win in jail because America would be so angry with the fact, with that much election interference. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you said it at the top of the segment, Mike. I mean, he's already won twice, and I believe he will win a third time, and nothing's going to stop him from continuing this campaign. Nothing. I mean, and the American people see through it so much. And I mean, the lengths that they choose to go, I think it's going to backfire on them big time. I mean, we're going to fight all of these fraudulent witch hunts tooth and nail. I mean, he's got an incredible team of lawyers. But honestly, we don't know what they're going to do because they're desperate. That's why they're doing this. They're so desperate because they know President Trump is an existential threat to them, to the deep state. He's the only one who's capable, willing, understands it, and has the leadership ability to actually hold people accountable. He knows everything now. I mean, going into his first term, he was so brand new to Washington. And I think so many of us didn't realize just how corrupt our system was. And that's been exposed. President Trump has been at the forefront of exposing it after the rigged and stolen election. And so the people are really seeing that. And I think as far as they go, they're so desperate, it's going to backfire. But again, nothing's going to stop President Trump from running. And no matter what they throw at him, no matter if they try to falsely imprison him and do this on an expedited timetable. I mean, they're already doing this sham show trial in New York,
right
smack dab in the middle of primary season. It's so transparent what they're doing, and the people really see it, and they're not going to stand for it.
Well, they are. The regime in charge right now, they are authoritarian tyrants who are lawless and unethical and immoral on top of everything else. But I want to share something with you that's fascinating. I know people who voted for Biden and have recently told me that they will now support Trump. And I asked them why? Why? What's changed? And they said, well, we didn't realize that Biden was going to push all of this tyranny and get us into all these wars and shut down our domestic energy infrastructure. And we didn't realize that we're all going to be forced, you know, to take these jabs. And, you know, we'll talk about jabs. I know Trump opposes mandatory vaccines. That's important. Whereas Biden and the Democrats want to force people to take these jabs. But I'm seeing people starting to change their minds about this right now. Even people, some people who were vehemently opposed to Trump before are now more open to Trump.
Right. And it's because they know the difference. I mean, they lived through really the best economic year we've had in generations in 2019, all ushered in by President Trump's pro-growth policies, not just pro-growth, just pro-American policies. And the energy independence dominance that we can have, President Trump unleashed that after decades of all these phony fake politicians, you know, clamoring so we can be energy independent. None of them followed through. None of them followed through on securing the border.
Right.
None of them followed through on, you know, trade. They sold us out for so long. Endless wars. I mean, this is something that really crosses party lines, the issues. You know, President Trump is asked, you know, oh, are you conservative? What is this? He's like, yeah, I'm conservative. But you know what? I am for common sense. And it really crosses all party lines. It's not about party. Really, so much of what we see in the news is political theater. It's a uniparty.
That's true.
Are really starting to see that. And that's why President Trump is so unique, because, well, he's just so real and authentic. He's not tied to anybody. There's no donor behind him. There's nobody that he's beholden to. He's only beholden to the country and what he thinks will be in our best interest. And he executed that. People can see the difference, and they really, really want that again. And all these other people are being exposed. They're just being puppets for the corrupt establishment.
Yeah, exactly, Liz. And a big question for you here is Trump confident that he will achieve the nomination on the Republican side, because he's leading in the polls. In my opinion, he's the only obvious choice. I mean, everybody else the establishment tries to throw against him is a joke at this point. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they're really just exposing themselves, like I said, to be political hacks. I mean, that are not interested in the country. They're just, you know, got somebody else behind them, got a bunch of consultants telling them to run. And they won't be able to get the job done because they'll be so beholden to everybody else. It'll be the same career type politicians that are not authentic. They're not real, and they won't get the job done. And if they really did have the best interests of the country at heart, and they were sincerely believe that, oh, maybe President Trump needs some help, maybe he won't be able to win a general election, then why don't they help him? They clearly don't have a shot at winning the nomination. The voters want President Trump because it's obvious. He is our best chance. He is the best candidate. But they should be united and know, after what happened in 2020, we need President Trump again. We need him. And it's unprecedented, Mike. He got the most votes of any incumbent president in history. It doesn't happen. You do not run for reelection and gain 12 million votes and somehow, quote unquote, lose. It does not happen. Barack Obama lost votes when he was running in 2012 and still won easily. And it's so ridiculous on its face. Nobody believes. I'll have to plug the Carrie Lake new song, 81 million votes. My ass.
Right.
I mean, no one believes. Everyone actually knows it's not true. And the ceiling for votes is President Trump. He's the one that can expand the base. He can expand the potential of voters. Only he can. This conventional Republican milquetoast candidate like a Ron DeSantis, they actually have a very low ceiling. The party is so different now. The voters are so different now.
Well,
and
I have.
He's only going to be able to attract a constituency that doesn't even really exist anymore to win elections.
Well, I say, Governor DeSantis, Florida needs you for 4 more years, so please serve Florida. I think he's done a lot of great for Florida, and he needs to stay there and do that job, in my opinion. But a serious question to you here about, I have no doubt that Trump can get enough votes to win any honest election. But of course, I believe it was stolen from him in 2020. It's clear. There are even analyses that claim that Trump won California, by the way. You perhaps have seen those. Not everybody agrees with that, but I think it's plausible. The real question is, how does Trump beat the cheating in 2024?
It is, I think, probably the most important question, because we saw what they did in 2020. And honestly, it was so shocking, the lengths that they went. They did not care. It was an ends justify the means election. They didn't care what law was broken, if they violated the Constitution, if they cheated right in front of your very eyes. They did not care. They were not going to let President Trump remain in the White House, where he rightfully should have remained, and we wouldn't have all of these problems that we're facing. But it is the number one question that I think it matters most, because we can't fix anything else unless we have a free and fair vote. And so we're looking at this very closely. We're trying to work with a lot of different. One good thing about the stolen election, there's certainly not many, is that the American people have really woken up to how corrupt our system is. And they also have gotten involved. And we have tremendous grassroots groups just on their own volition have been working on this day in, day out, getting involved on the local level, scouring the voter rolls, doing challenges, figuring out what's wrong with our system so how we can fix it. We're going to tap into all of these brilliant people that, you know, have no agenda, just that they love their country. We're working with them. We're going to work with a variety of different groups. We're going to look at everything, because it's an all hands on deck problem and it needs an all hands on deck solution. So there are many ways that they are undermining and manipulating our elections, and we have to be very tactical and strategic and just trying to thwart their plans, because we know they're going to throw everything at us. But if we can find ways to thwart them, I believe, and just give us a chance to have a free and fair vote, then President Trump will win hands down.
Well, we're going to have to fight for a fair vote, right? I mean, it's a real battle. We saw in 2020 all the mules and all the ballot stuffing and all of the mail-in ballots, which was a big part of the fraud. And it's clear that Democrats want to just print, you know, hundreds of millions of ballots and just throw them all over the city and then gather them up and then count them as Democrat votes, right? That's essentially the way they operate.
They literally call it ballot on demand in Arizona with run back. I mean, it's absurd on its face. And we saw what happened with Carrie Lake's election as well.
Oh, yeah. Carrie Lake was robbed.
Oh, it's crazy. And the courts are so corrupt. But one good thing is it's getting it out there. I mean, the people really, the more they see it, the more they're just so upset, but they're not going to take it, take no for an answer. You know, they're going to not stop until we fix this problem.
All right.
This issue is not going away. It really isn't. And I think that plays into our favor.
I would also say that something like 24 states have passed more election integrity laws since then, and that are tightening up various things like ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots and so on. And I think that will work in your favor. And also, you know, another thing that's interesting is so many people are fleeing the Democrat-controlled states and cities because of the abhorrent conditions that are materializing there under Democrat rule, that over time also, there'll be so many more voters in red states, and it will even shift Congress, you know, the House will shift over time because of that. But that may not come into huge play in 2024, but it's a long-term trend. Let me ask you a different question, and thank you so much for having the patience to answer all these. One of my criticisms of Trump's first term was that he may have been too trusting in the people around him. And it turned out that many of the people that were brought into Trump's first administration, in my opinion, ended up being themselves kind of swampish, right? And they didn't really implement Trump's vision and what he wanted to do. And they resisted him. What is Trump's plan, should he win this next election, to surround himself with can-do people who are not Washington insiders and establishment, you know, swamp creatures, but real Americans? What's his plan on that front?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. It's a good question. And what President Trump wants to make very clear is, you know, when he was first elected, it shocked the world, right? And he did not have really a team in place that would come in, because he'd only spent 17 total days ever in Washington, D.C. He was a New Yorker, a businessman, real estate. That was his life. And so he really was thrown into kind of the belly of the beast. And like I mentioned earlier, I don't think we really realized how deep the swamp really went. Drained the Swamp, I mean, ended up being such a big rallying cry, but it's even bigger today because it's so much deeper than anyone thought. So he did have to rely on others. But he also, you have to kind of remember too, you know, he had one of the most conservative members probably in the entire Congress, Jeff Sessions. He picked him as attorney general. And what happened? I mean, so that would have been, you know, a great MAGA pick. He ended up recusing himself and letting a corrupt Justice Department try to frame President Trump.
It was unbelievable to watch that.
Right. So, yeah. You know, in hindsight, you know, you obviously can look back and wish some other choices would have been made. But he did make a lot of good choices that, unfortunately, the people did not live up to what we thought they were. But also, now he knows all the players. And he's lived through it. He knows how corrupt it is. He really knows. I mean, he likes to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, he even tried to work with Jim Comey, right?
Right.
He invited him to dinner, and he was like, I want to do what's best for the country. And I think what's so unfamiliar with President Trump, when you're working in real estate and business, you know, there's a self-interest there that you know that you're kind of on the level. I mean, it's, you know, a ruthless business, or it can be, you know, the business world. But you know that the guy on the other end of the table isn't going to do something that would, you know, hurt his business.
He doesn't want to blow up the whole deal either.
That's not the way the swamp works.
Exactly.
They will do anything to hurt our own country. And I think that was so foreign to President Trump. It's foreign to most people, because it's how can you have this? It's just downright evil, quite frankly. But now he knows. He knows what he's dealing with. And he's put out, if you go to DonaldJTrump.com and go to Agenda 47, go to all the policy videos. He has specific plans for how he's going to clean up the Justice Department in particular, the intel agencies, stop this revolving door with big tech, and really just this deep state that is operating on autopilot. He has concrete solutions to how to fix it. And I think you can also see it in the campaign right now. He has a lot of people who are really true and really loyal to the country. They're not just you know, swamp dwellers. And it's a small, bare bones kind of campaign operation, but they're loyal people, they're effective people. And I think that's what you'll get in a historic second term And again, one silver lining, we now kind of know who these people are. They've shown their true colors. And that is a blessing, because a lot of these people, they say all the right things, and behind the scenes, they've just been undermining the country for so long. And that is what has hurt us so much as a country.
Well, right. But it also brings up the issue when you look at Jeff Sessions and people like that. Once Trump nominates them into a position or hires them for that position, they immediately get targeted by the deep state that we the people are all suffering under, by the way. So mm-hmm. I always wondered if Jeff Sessions was threatened or compromised and told to step down, or they would do something, because that happens all the time, as you know, in this space. So maybe Jeff Sessions is innocent, but threatened. In any case, he was not effective.
Right.
And it brings up the bigger question, which is, you know, the weaponization that we're seeing, you know, against Trump right now is a travesty of justice. We've entered a realm now in America where even I interviewed a guest here who is a J6 political prisoner, and he was a former male model, no violence, no weapons, didn't destroy any property. He refused to sign the plea deal. He's been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for simply taking part in a peaceful effort to voice grievances against a government. Does if Trump becomes president, does he plan to pardon or to address these grave injustices against the J6 innocent protesters?
Yes, absolutely. And he's been on the record with that. He's going to be looking at a lot of pardons. This is just like you said, Mike, this is a travesty. And how are we not the Soviet Union? I mean, it is so disturbing that this is happening in our country, the lack of due process. These many have just been languishing in jail with such, and you're supposed to have a right to a, you know, fair and speedy trial. They're not getting fair trials. I mean, these judges have stacked the deck so much. They've withheld the prosecutions. They've withheld exculpatory evidence. And this is their playbook. They've actually been doing it for a long time, but now they're really weaponizing it against, of course, not just President Trump, but just everyday average Americans. If you have the wrong political views, if you showed up to see a speech by a president of the United States, and if you're objecting to probably the most corrupt election we've ever had in this country, attending a protest. And they have just the abuse of power, what they've done, the probably illegal warrants that they've been doing with the geofencing data, right, which they totally dismissed and said, oh, that's not accurate for 2,000 mules. But they used it to go
right
after really everyday Americans. No, absolutely. President Trump and, you know, the contrast, he's the only one who cares about these people deeply. Who's been in communication with a lot of the different organizations and trying to help these people who've been unjustly imprisoned and with these sham show trials. He's the only one. I mean, Ron DeSantis, there's a lot of defendants in Florida. He hasn't basically said one word about this. Also Mike Pence.
Oh, don't even bring up Pence.
So
we're done with Pence.
Town hall, I mean, which nobody watched, I'm sure. I don't know why I watched, you know, for 10 minutes. But, and this guy is such a fraud. It's so sad to see. And
completely.
His answer for the January 6th, I mean, he might as well have been writing the prompter for CNN and their nightly newscast. It was that disgusting. And it's very, very sad to see. But President Trump, he's the only one that's going to right this wrong. As he said in his CPAC speech, you know, if you've been unfairly targeted or unfairly punished by this, you know, corrupt system, I'm your retribution. And that is so true.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, by the way, I'm going to be mindful of your time. I know you have to go in about 15 minutes. So I respect that. And again, I appreciate your time. I want to have a topic conversation with you right here that might normally take place offline, off camera. And I just want to be upfront and give you the floor to answer this in any way you want. So, but here it is, just straight truth. The only objection that I hear from people about Trump involves the vaccines and Operation Warp Speed and what looked like his advocacy, you know, keeping Fauci in place and pushing the Pfizer jabs and so on, and Trump not acknowledging what most people, most conservatives now understand the jabs to be very harmful and in fact deadly to some people. And this is seriously the only sticking point that I hear from people. They love Trump on domestic energy policy. They love Trump keeping us out of wars. They love Trump on being pro-America, protecting the borders, all these other things. It's this one issue. How is Trump planning on addressing this?
Well, it's a big question. It's an important question because I know a lot of people, you know, have been sounding alarms and raising concerns about this. But I think we also have to kind of go back and put yourself in the perspective and what was happening in 2020. President Trump is on his way, you know, to probably, which he did get anyway, by the way, the biggest landslide re-election victory in history. And what happens? You have this virus, right? And the media propaganda, you know, which, by the way, we still don't even have answers to on the origins of this thing. So it's there's so much that needs to be investigated here, but we have to remember and go back to think that they use this as a means to completely alter our election system, do these mandates after they did remove President Trump. In the real coup, as he says, which happened on November 3rd, they use this really as such a force to cripple our economy, to put these mandatory health policies that really, when it comes down to it, are all about control, are all about implementing an authoritative social credit-like score system. That's where they were trying to push this to. So this was something that was such a big vehicle and all used to kind of get President Trump out of the way. But he's not out of the way. And so you have to remember, this is something that, you know, no one knew really anything about at the very beginning. And President Trump was the only one who really kind of had to push back against this all out, you know, media propaganda every single day, putting numbers up, deaths, you know, cases, this, the testing, everything. And on every issue, he bucked the conventional wisdom and he did push back. He was the first one calling to end lockdowns. He was the first one to prop up different medical treatments, therapeutics. I mean, remember how just absolutely insane they went when he talked about hydroxychloroquine.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So insane.
And right, he and he had Dr. Atlas on, I believe, right, at one point, who was trying to get some information out about vitamin D or zinc or some right, other things, as I recall. And you're right.
So in President Trump's mind, and what he was trying to do was best for the country, which is an all hands on deck approach. We have to do what's best for the country and do all therapeutics, all avenues to get this, you know, out, get this, you know, done with and taken care of. And so obviously, like we said, with the, you know, some personal things, hindsight, you know, you might do some things differently, but you have to remember President Trump, he's the only one who is independent. He did not go along with mandates. He did not go along with everything that Dr. Fauci was trying to push. He did not go along with so many of the things that we unfortunately saw in 2021 with what the Biden regime did with corporations. I mean, if President Trump would have been in the White House, there would never have been these mandates. There would have never been this huge push by the corporations and the government working in concert to hold people's livelihoods over their head. It would never happen.
I agree. We would have been much better off with Trump in the White House, but still the question remains that we don't expect anyone to have perfect behavior in the past or perfect decisions. You know, hindsight is always 20/20, right? We always do the best we can with the information we have. And so we can't blame Trump for every horrible thing that was thrown at him during COVID. But my question is that today, knowing what we know today, with Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. David Martin and Ed Dowd and the statistical analysis of what's happened with these vaccines, we now know a lot more than we did then. And honestly, from Trump, from the pro-Trump people that I know, they are still wondering why Trump isn't addressing what we know now about those vaccines.
Well, I think you have to stay tuned. I think potentially in the future he might, but I do also think there are a lot of people, you know, right or wrong, that wanted this vaccine, that wanted, and so what President Trump did was gave people kind of a choice. You know, he can't make that choice for you, right? So he gave people the choice. We're going to have to do investigations. He just put out a policy video on chronic illnesses for children, affecting children. Nobody's talking about this. It's a huge problem. And what President Trump is saying is we cannot allow Big Pharma to be making profits over kids being sick, and we need to investigate. So yes. I think investigations like that will be happening for a lot of things with Big Pharma. And okay, I think they need to be done because, Mike, like, I know there's so much information out there, but like I said, we still don't even really know what the, where this virus came from. I mean, they're still like saying it's a lab leak, maybe not. I personally don't think it was a lab leak, but I mean, we don't know. And so we absolutely need an investigation on all of this, because think of how much it's changed our entire world, how much it's cost everyone.
This is critical.
So how can we fix anything if we don't even really know what the thing was to begin with?
I completely agree with you about the investigations. But so let me ask you a specific question, because RFK Jr. has said specifically he would support, if he were president, with his DOJ, whoever that would be, he would support criminal investigations into pharmaceutical CEOs or anyone who lied to the American people and pushed something that they knew wasn't safe. Would Trump support similar investigations to find out more truth about what happened?
I think so. I think he's already called for investigations related to Big Pharma. On this specific question, you know, I'll definitely have to ask him and get back to you. But I think he would definitely support that. I mean, the more sunlight you have is always a good thing. And President Trump always supports that. And again, I don't think there's so much information out there, and so much of it is good information. But, you know, we need real concrete answers to all of this, of how this was deployed in an election year to completely destroy our election system. That on its own, if we got answers to that and held people accountable, I think that's what we need. The same theme throughout all of these issues is accountability. You can't fix the deep state. You can't fix the corruption with corporations and the endless wars and the defense lobby and everything else unless you really get the truth and accountability. Otherwise, it's going to continue and it's going to get worse.
But you talk about a deep swamp, you know, the pharma swamp is even deeper than the political swamp. So you talk about perhaps the most difficult war in America, but there's a big pharma has a vulnerability, and it's called a direct to consumer advertising, DTC advertising, which was approved by the FDA, I believe in 1997 or 98. It was simply an FDA decision. There was never a congressional vote. And it violates, frankly, the doctor-patient relationship that is respected almost everywhere else around the world. Only in America can media be bought by Pfizer to advertise directly to consumers. And that's what we saw all during COVID. Brought to you by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer. Does Trump know that as president, he could sign an executive order and order the FDA to halt direct-to-consumer advertising and cut off pharma's financial stranglehold over the entire corporate media? Is he aware of that option?
You know, I haven't discussed it with him, but these are the kinds of, you know, great ideas and things that our campaign is just full of. And if you, again, if you go to Agenda 47, and we really do have a great team that, and President Trump obviously is leading it, of coming up with these new ideas and ways to really combat corruption. So I think that's a fantastic idea. And you also have to remember, this is the only president who actually did fight big pharma on a lot of different issues. I mean, nobody else has really even tried, and because they're so beholden to them.
Right.
But he was not. And so he is independent. And when he gets the facts and the truth, he's going to fight for that. He absolutely will. You don't have to doubt. When he sees all the different answers of everything that this landscape, which is very big, he will do the right thing. Absolutely.
Well, I know you probably get 1,000 suggestions a day of, you know, Trump should do this and he should do that. I mean, it's inevitable. It's part of it. But there are people like myself and Dr. Joseph Mercola and Peter McCullough and others who have been in this space a long time. And we actually know how to still survive battles with the big pharma cartels. And we actually have strategies that can work. And that was one of them that I just shared with you. And it's not that we're completely, you know, anti-pharma in terms of emergency medicine or anesthesia or necessary, you know, insulin and things like that. We're not opposed to the whole concept. We're just saying that look at their stranglehold over the media. And it's the same media that vilified Trump, you know, since day one.
Right.
And so we know we can't trust that media. Now, again, I'm going to be respectful of your time. 3 minutes. Now, in the last 3 minutes, the floor is yours. What would you want to share with our viewers about Trump's vision or what they can do to help him achieve that?
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it. I would just say, you know, President Trump, he doesn't have to do any of this. And the reason he's doing it is because he really, really loves the country. And so I've worked for him for over 2 years now. And what you see is what you get in the best possible way. This is a man who is just, no matter what they've thrown at him, he has a sunny disposition. He's ready to fight another day because he truly does love the people of America who make this country run. And that's how he's been his entire life. The way he's run his businesses, the way any employees who ever worked for him have always said he takes such an interest in you personally, no matter who you are, if he crosses your path. And that kind of heart is really what we need in this country right now so desperately. And we really in America are hanging by a thread, and we are seeing it every single day. What they've done to take away our sovereignty. They're trying to, you know, destroy this nation on our border. They're trying to collapse the dollar. They're trying to get us into nuclear war, World War III. They've, as you mentioned, they've totally just purposefully shut off our own energy supplies.
Oh, yeah. And extraordinary.
The threats that are happening to our country is just unbelievable. However, President Trump will say, you know, I don't need 8 years. I can do it in 6 months. And he means it. And it's actually true because everything that's being done right now is so purposeful and so deliberate and so crazy and evil that all it takes is to get actual representation in Washington that we lack so much right now, and unleashing the great spirit of the American people. We will get this country back on track so fast. And it's so, so important. So just what I want to just express to all your listeners, President Trump really is an amazing, unique person for this specific time in American history. And it's a very important one. And we really do need to just unite and make sure that we do everything in our power to back this man, because it's not just about him. It's about so much bigger than him. And he knows that. It's about saving this country. And yes, not all of our problems will be fixed if we do have a free and fair election and we get President Trump back in the White House. but it will do so much, and it inspires people to do so much.
And
it's been truly amazing to see the changing politics of our country because of him leading this great movement, and we got to keep it going.
I can see economic confidence just exploding in a positive direction the day that Trump wins. I mean, the turnaround would begin even before he's sworn back into office, by the way, including with us and others. But I promise I'd be mindful of your time. You've been a fantastic guest. You're welcome back here anytime. And I just want to thank you for being willing to address the questions and help share Trump's vision for America, which we share, by the way. So thank you so much, Liz Harrington.
Thanks so much, Mike. Happy to come back and update you as the campaign goes on.
Okay, we shall do that. Thank you. I know you got to run. You can go ahead and do that. I'll close it out. And folks, the website is donaldjtrump.com. And there you can see the Agenda 47 video as well as other materials. You can join their email list, you can contribute, and you can shop for gear on the website. So be sure to check that out. And I just want to thank you for watching. Feel free to share this video, and you can repost it on other platforms. And of course, I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com, the free speech platform that is pro-America and, pro-humanity also on top of that. So thank you for watching. God bless you all. God bless America. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by a couple of really extraordinary sponsors in the food resilience space. First is Marjorie Wildcraft and her website, iCanGrowFood.com. If you go there, you will have a free webinar that you can watch that teaches you how to grow an enormous amount of food in a small amount of space. So the website for that is iCanGrowFood.com. Check out Marjorie Wildcraft. Also, Ark Seed Kits. Right here, ARK, arkseedkits.com. They have these seed packs packed in these PVC containers here, so they are, you know, waterproof and rugged and portable. Heirloom seeds, non-GMO, the best type of seeds that you can have for long-term sustainability and seed saving. You're going to need that. And then we also have at our store now, we have certified organic hard red wheat, which you see in the bucket there on the left. And that wheat product is, of course, lab tested. And what's cool is that the 10 pounds of wheat is packed into 5 2-pound vacuum bricks for long-term elimination of oxidation and long-term storage, and also, you know, in convenient sizes. So you just use what you need and the rest is still, you know, stored in a vacuum pack. So check that out at healthrangerstore.com. All of these can benefit you tremendously. Again, iCanGrowFood.com with Marjorie Wildcraft, ARK Seed Kits for the non-GMO heirloom seeds, and then healthrangerstore.com for the wheat buckets so you can store wheat berries for many, many years to make your own bread as you need it. Thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.